This weekend, the Amarillo Symphony will perform a concert titled Pictures and Music. In addition to Ralph Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending and Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, the symphony will perform Finding Rothko, a more contemporary piece by composer Adam Schoenberg. In line with the concert's theme, Finding Rothko is about pictures. The piece is inspired by four paintings by 20th century abstract expressionist painter Mark Rothko. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with the composer. Adam Schoenberg joined me from his home in Los Angeles. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I'd like to ask you about how you would describe Finding Rothko.
Well, Finding Rothko is essentially a work in four movements that are played without pause. It's completely continuous, and each movement is based on a different painting by Mark Rothko.
What explains the inspiration for turning something that's visual into something that's more oral?
You know, that's tough. I mean, for me, I've always been interested in visual art. And so when I discovered Rothko for the first time, I had this visceral reaction to his work, and it just felt very profound to me. And when I was spending more time in front of the paintings, they felt very musical to me.
About the piece, where did you start and how did you go about composing?
So when I would visit the paintings, I brought a journal with me, and I probably spent between 1 to 2 hours with each painting. And I essentially jotted down my reactions and thoughts, just ideas that came about when seeing the work. And from that point, I then went to the piano and had all of these words in front of me, and I started to improvise and come up with thematic material.
Did you hear anything in your head as you began composing at first, or did you start with the improvisation?
So whenever I compose, I always sit down at the piano first and improvise for hours. For me, it's the best way that I can generate the most honest and natural material, because it truly just comes from the subconscious. When you're improvising, you're completely unaware of yourself.
When I go to the concert on Friday or Saturday and I listen, what should I listen for?
Each movement definitely explores a different sonic world, while somehow thematically tying each movement into the next, sort of bridging from one movement to the next movement. So the first movement is very, very atmospheric and slow. And I think there's some very gentle orchestrations that happen. And that goes right into the second movement, which takes a little more energy and has more motion. And then the third movement, Red, is by far the most aggressive and angular and jagged and almost violent type of movement. Very much so has an improvisatory quality to it. I wanted to just imagine Rothko just throwing paint up on the canvas and then moving it all around until it became the exact structure that he wanted to create on the canvas. And then the fourth movement takes those three chords and creates an entire progression out of it. And for me, the fourth movement is by far the most beautiful movement of the entire piece.
What is it like to have what you composed and then you release it to the orchestra to perform it as they will?
Well, that's the beauty of this art form, in that any composer will, he or she will be at home working on a specific work for months, sometimes years. But when you put the double bar down at the end, you essentially relinquish control and you hand over the score to the conductor and to the performers. And, you know, Giacomo Bayros is a very dear friend and an incredibly talented conductor. And I know he's so excited to be the new music director of Amarillo. And, you know, what he will bring to this performance will be entirely unique to that orchestra and that community. So each performance is always different.
Well, Adam Schoenberg, thank you for speaking with me today.
Adam, thank you so much for letting me speak as well.
You are hearing the sounds of the Iris Orchestra with conductor Michael Stern performing Adam Schoenberg's Finding Rothko. The Amarillo Symphony performs this piece tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts in Amarillo. Hear my entire conversation with the composer online at hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Adam Voss.